Good evening. I've been so fortunate tonight to have an opportunity to deliver the message tonight in place of, and I always forget to turn on my recorder, as a substitute for Brother Victor. And we pray for Brother Victor and Kathleen that she has a successful surgery and that God would be with them. The lesson tonight, or the message tonight, will be a message of faith. The title of my lesson, The Shield of Faith. This lesson, or this message, actually started on Sunday morning. We covered the topic of the shield of faith. And I will not tarry, I'll just get right into the message, because I have a tendency to be long-winded. And my time runs short quickly. So turn with me, please, to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16 is our base text. And we covered this lesson, or this area, several times, which talks about the whole armor of God. And we focused on chapter 6, verse 16. Chapter 6, verse 16. But before we read that particular passage, let us go. I'm going to read the introductory scripture that was given, taken from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please God or please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So the message tonight is a message of faith. And the way I'm going to approach this message, I want to approach this message by covering scriptures in the text that tell us about faith, so we can gain more insight as to what faith is, or be reminded as to what faith is for us as soldiers of Christ here on earth on our way to heaven. Now, Jesus is our master teacher, and let's start and let's focus on what Jesus has said regarding faith. Now, faith is something that we definitely need in this day and time, with the market as it is. A lot of people could lose their job at any time. Disease, sickness. For the Christian, in order to be successful in battling self, Satan, sin and the world, self, Satan, and sin in the world, the Christian must have a complete armor, or must put on complete armor. And part of that complete armor is faith, which I made reference to in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Now, when Jesus, if we look at the New Testament and follow the words of Jesus, starting in Matthew, we gain a lot of insight regarding faith, and what Jesus had to say about faith. And in our Bible study on last Sunday, we touched off on Matthew chapter 6 in verse 25, when Jesus in that area covered, basically, I would sum it up, do not worry. Do not worry. And in that particular area, Jesus talked about needs and not wants. If Jesus instructed his disciples to not worry about needs, what does that say about wants? Definitely shouldn't worry about wants. So Jesus spoke toward, God will meet your needs if you seek his righteousness, if you seek his kingdom first. So that's something that, a message that I want to deliver, that we must seek God's kingdom and seek God's righteousness and not worry about things and circumstances and situations and people. Now, in verse 30 of Matthew chapter 6, Jesus said, O ye of little faith. We do not want to have little faith. If we have little faith, then we are vulnerable to the attacks of Satan. Now, if we move further in Matthew chapter 8, when Jesus healed a centurion servant, verse 10, Jesus talked about great faith. We want to have great faith in the battle against self, Satan, sin in the world. We need great faith and not little faith. He also, in Matthew chapter 8, when Jesus was asleep in the boat or in the ship, and the waves and the winds were high, and the disciples were fearful. In verse 26, it coins the phrase, O ye of little faith. We must not have little faith, but we must have great faith in order to be successful against Satan, self, sin, and the world. In Matthew chapter 9, when Jesus healed the paralytic man, in verse 2, the phrase reads, Jesus seeing their faith. Their faith was put into action when they had to get close to Jesus. They, if I recall correctly, went through the roof and lowered the man down to Jesus, took some action. Jesus seeing their faith. And also in chapter 9, Jesus healed the woman with a flow of blood for 12 years. In verse 22, it reads, quote, your faith has made you well. A lot of times we are sick spiritually because we have little faith and not great faith. In Matthew chapter 14, which is one of the key passages that we covered during Bible study that talked about faith, here we see Peter and the disciples in a boat or in a ship. And the waves and the winds were contrary, according to verse 24 of chapter 14. And they saw Jesus coming, walking on the water. And they feared that it was a spirit. But Peter, being the one that would speak out, said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come to you on the water. And Jesus said, come. Peter walked out of the boat, walked on the water. But when Peter took his eyes off of God, or off of Jesus, he began to look at the waves and the wind. And I equate the waves and the wind to our lives, if we expound on that. Events, situations, circumstances, and people. When we take our eyes off of Jesus and start looking at people, looking at events, circumstances, and situations, then we start to sink. And that's how we develop little faith. And our faith is not great when we keep our eyes on Jesus. Now, when Peter took his eyes off of Jesus, in verse 27, Jesus said, when Peter, he cried out to Jesus. That's another thing that we must do. We must call upon God and Jesus for help. How often do we pray to God and Jesus? Before and after and during a situation that we are having a hard time with. So he called out to Jesus for deliverance. In verse 27, quote, Jesus said, be of good what? Cheer. Be of good cheer. Be not afraid. Verse 30, he said, he was afraid. Verse 31, Jesus called it what? Little faith and doubt. Three keys. When you know you have little faith, you're afraid, you have doubt, and you're fearful. Afraid, doubt, and fearful. Three indications that we have little faith. Fear, doubt, and afraid. Now let's move on a little further and see what the Bible has to say about faith. Now we read Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now if we go on a little further into Hebrews, Hebrews gives us some insight as to about faith. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus is the beginning and the end of our faith. Jesus should be the beginning and the end of our faith. In the morning when we wake up, it should be Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for another day. When we lay down at night, our last thought should be Jesus. Thank you for another day, and please forgive me of my sins. Because some family members have died in their sleep. That will be the end of your faith. It'll be over. So Jesus is the beginning in the morning. Jesus should be the end at night. 1 John 5:2. 1 John 5:1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begotteth loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. We must overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Remember Hebrews 11:6, without faith it is impossible to please God. If we are fearful, doubt, and are afraid, if we don't believe, we had this discussion in class. If you say, I'm a big fan, this is something near and dear to my heart, I think I'm going to heaven. I may go to heaven. That don't sound like faith to me. God will deliver me, and he has said that I will dwell with him for eternity if I do his will. If we're doing the will of God, we are going to heaven. God will deliver us. So faith is our victory. Moving a little further. Romans 1:16, Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Romans 4, Paul wrote, for what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Isn't that a beautiful thing that our faith is counted as righteousness? Not that we have to do enough good to be saved. Faith is a very vital part of our armor as Christians. Romans 5:1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith. We have access to God by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So faith, we have access to God. Faith, we are justified by faith. Our faith is counted as righteousness. It says that the just shall live by faith. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Again, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And you are hearing tonight. God bless you for making God a priority tonight, to hear his word. That increases your faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, Paul writes, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. So faith without love, it's not enough. Later on, we'll hear a passage that talks about works. We are on our way to heaven. We will be in heaven with God if we stay faithful, if we have great faith, and we can do it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. God has said he will deliver us. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. We are God's children because a child, and many of you are parents, and bless you. But your children, when they're little, they believe in you. They'll jump off of the top bunk bed into the father's arms, ride on dad's shoulders. Know that they don't worry about bills, what to eat, where to sleep, what's going to happen on tomorrow. So if we are children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, should we worry? No, shouldn't worry. But when our faith is weak, if you are worrying about money, retirement, your faith may be little in those areas. I'm not saying you don't have strong faith, but in some areas we are weaker than others when it comes to faith. All right, Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. So when we believe God and we say we love God as our Father and we are children of God, we must be careful to work for God. Faith which worketh by love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Faith is a fruit of the Spirit. Ephesians 1, chapter 1, verse 13, in whom you trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Now, once we hear the word of truth, many of us heard the word of truth. We heard, we believed, we repented, we confessed our sins, and we were baptized. And what does that equate to? Trust. We must trust God. This is not our home. I was reading Saturday morning, and I think it was in Hebrews chapter 13. It's a beautiful scripture, and I think it's 13, 14. For here we have no continuing city. Again, for here we have no continuing city. We are just passing through. That's a beautiful scripture. Our faith, God has said he will save us. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which we should walk in them. Later, James is going to say, faith without works is dead. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5. There is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. through 8, Paul writes, For I am now, this is so beautiful, the words, and that you can see the faith that Paul had. Did Paul look back on his past life and dwell in the past and how bad he was? No. Paul looked ahead. He says, For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Now, does Paul seem like a man that's saying, I think and I hope I'm going to be with God? It's faith. Now, in Bible class, we covered the passage in the Old Testament in Numbers about Joshua, Caleb, and the 12 spies. And we know that Joshua and Caleb had strong faith. They believed what God had said, and they came back with a good report. Now, the other 10 spies, or the 10 of the spies, did not come back with a favorable report. They came back with a bad report that they delivered to the children of Israel, and they discouraged God's people. And because of that discouragement, there was some consequences, some severe consequences. They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Now God, they went to search out the land, and they searched out the land for 40 days. And the punishment that God delivered was 40 years. I think from the age of 20 and older, because they did not believe. We must believe what God has said. God has said he will deliver us. God has said he will take care of us. God has said he will forgive us of our sins if we confess our sins and do what's right. Now, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 says, Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. If we don't mix the word which we hear Sunday and Wednesday and we read about with faith, it won't profit us. We won't make it. Now, moving right along because time is short. Hebrews 4 and 6. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Unbelief can keep us from entering into heaven. If you're on your deathbed and you are not sure, that's a precarious situation to be in, a dangerous situation to be in. Even now, if you are not sure of your faith, that is a dangerous situation to be in. You could die in a car crash. You could die in your sleep. And it's over. So let us not be in unbelief, but in faith. Hebrews 11 and 1, which we read, 11 and 6 we read, without faith it is impossible to please him. In 11:13 it says, these all died in faith. And that entire chapter of Hebrews talks about people of faith. And it says they all died in faith. We must die in faith, believing that God and accepting God at his word. Hebrews 11:39 says, they obtained a good report through faith. Now, we read Hebrews 12 and 2, which says, we must look unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. But in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, a beautiful scripture, beautiful, just encourages us as children of God. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. That goes back to the scripture that we read in Matthew. Don't worry. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. If we lose our job, where's your faith? If your spouse passes on, where's your faith? If your children are not faithful to the Lord, where is your faith? We must keep our eyes on Jesus. That's where our help will come from. He will never leave us nor forsake us. The Lord is our helper, and we should not fear what man should do or will do to us. James chapter 1, verse 5. What does the Bible have to say about faith? Not about what Brother Roberts has to say. It's what the Bible has to say about faith. James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. So we pointed out three things about faith earlier. No doubt, no fear, and not afraid. No wavering. I think God's going to save me. I know God's going to save me. James went on to say a beautiful example about faith. What does it profit? James 2:14. What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works, can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, and be ye warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not the things, those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? What is that knocking? Is that me knocking? Somebody's trying to get in. Even so, faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seeing thou how faith wrought with works, and by works was faith made perfect. We must work for God. That could be telephone call to delinquent members, visitation to delinquent members, food to delinquent members, Bible school teacher, Bible school assistant teacher, being at Wednesday night Bible study, Sunday evening worship. You can encourage somebody. They see you here. There's a lot of work, communion, the communion tray, cleaning the building. We all do it by faith. Now, he says, 22, seeing how faith wrought with works, by works was faith made perfect. And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see how then that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. So we must be careful. We have a lot of faith, but no action. That's not mature faith. That's faith, but that's little faith. So what we have, we've said, little faith has doubt. Little faith is fearful. Brother Jesse looking at his watch. Is it time? Little faith, doubt. Little faith, fear. Little faith is afraid. Little faith does not have many works. Little faith wavers. We don't want little faith. All right, Brother Jesse, I'm trying to move. Take your time. I saw you looking at your watch. I'll speed it up. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, it says, "We are kept by the power of God through faith." 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7 says, it makes reference to the trial of your faith. We are in a trial, we are in a test, and Satan will test us. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, whom by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Jesus Christ was raised from the grave, and that should be enough encouragement that our faith should be strong in God, because God will raise us from the grave. Should we be fearful of death? Should we? Most cases we will be, but should we? No, we shouldn't be. We're going home to be with God. So if we believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, we should believe that God has the power to raise us from death. Okay, I'm almost at the end. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Our faith will help us be victorious over self, over Satan, over sin and the world. Sometimes it's not all about Satan. Self gets in the way. Now the last passage, and then the message is ours. Jesus, in Revelation chapter 2, verse 8, to the church of Smyrna, it's recorded by John. "These things says the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death." Now, why would Jesus write, "He that overcometh," if you couldn't overcome? He said, "He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death." He said, "Be faithful unto death." He had told them that the devil would cast some of them into prison. A lot of people would turn back as soon as they heard that. "The devil's going to cast us into prison? I'm not going." He told them that they were going to suffer in verse 10. But he said in verse 9, "I know thy works." So those that are faithful and those who are faithful to God must be careful to maintain good works. And that's a passage that comes to memories from Ephesians. I can't remember the exact book, chapter, and verse. I believe 5:14 or something, 5:10. But the message is ours tonight. We need to reevaluate our faith. Are you going to heaven? If somebody asks you, "You think you're going to heaven?" What's going to be your answer? Yes. When you lay down tonight and you ask God forgiveness for your sins, and he has said, "I will forgive you," and you lay down and sleep and you die in your sleep, where are you going to wake up? Okay, in heaven or paradise. the Abraham's bosom versus the place of torment. But we must keep faith. God will deliver us. Read 1 John chapter 1. If you say you without sin, you're a liar. You say you cannot sin, you're a liar. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. And we must walk in the light. According to John 8:12, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. The message is ours. Tonight, if there's anyone that needs prayer, would like to come forward to have the prayers for prayers of the church, there's anyone that would like to hear more about the gospel of Christ, or if there's anyone that has decided that they want to become a child of God, please come forward. And if not tonight, soon, make peace with God every night. Maintain strong faith in God, because he has said, I am your helper. I will deliver you. Now the lesson is ours. Let's sing, and I'm at the end, Brother Aaron. Let's have the song of invitation. Let's stand together.